Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we are joined by Dominique Katifas, and we're going to be talking about an upcoming bone marrow drive. So Dominique, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So let's start for a second just with some basic information on the event. What is a bone marrow drive and how does it benefit people?
Yes, so the drive is sponsored by the Greek Orthodox Church of Price, Utah. It's a fundraising event for our community in order to help support the National Marrow Donor Program and individuals that might be suffering from blood cancers or diseases. So it's a project that we've undertaken that we feel very passionate about.
And so let's talk about the importance, because, you know, you see the organizations like this all over the place. You know, they're on college campuses, other organizations. They're out there trying to get people to sign up for the list. So let's talk about the importance of getting people onto these lists for bone marrow.
Yes. So the NMDP, the National Marrow Donor Program, is the entity that runs the registry. The importance of that registry is that it connects those in need with donors on a global level. So you might donate here, but then, or not donate here, but sign up here and go to Seattle to donate who and meet an individual who's come from somewhere else across the globe entirely. So it's really important to boost that registry and get high numbers so that there's a wide selection of donors to choose from.
Yeah, this is more than just helping local, more than just statewide, more than it is national. This is a global program that can benefit so many people who are in need of these bone marrow donations. So let's talk about the fundraising aspect of this. Yeah. So coming up on Saturday, you guys have a fundraising dinner for it. Is that correct?
Yes, we do. Saturday, and it goes from 4 to 8 p.m., and you're welcome to stop by any time. We'll be serving lasagna, chicken, pilaf primarily, and then there'll also be a silent auction going on, and the funds from that will go towards serving community members within our congregation and within Carbon County as a whole.
And then will this just be at the church, or where will you guys be located?
Yes, the dinner will be at the church downstairs in the basement, and Sam Farlino's the one that's cooking, so you know that it'll be delicious.
And that's all some people need to hear is that he's cooking, because he is such a talented cook.
He is.
And he's so involved in the community, too, getting involved in these fundraising efforts. It's always great to see him involved and all the organization that he's helping support through his cooking now. So, Dominique, this is more than just a dinner, though. You guys are actually going to be able to have people sign up for the registry at this event. Is that correct?
That's right. And it's really a simple process. I've done it myself. It just involves a couple cheek swabs and an account with NMDP that you can just hurry and sign up for right then and there. And then if you're ever picked to donate, it's a very simple process. They just call you, and there's actually two different ways you can donate, and they're both pretty simple.
And then what are those two ways you can donate?
Yeah, so the first one, if you were picked, is similar to donating plasma. It's the blood stem cell. You just go in for a blood draw and sit there for a little bit. The second one is a little more invasive, where it's an actual bone marrow transplant. You do go under general anesthesia, but you're up and in recovery very quickly. So we would encourage everybody to register and be part of this national registry, given that there is a genetic component to this. And only 70% of patients, 70% of patients that need these services do not have a match in their immediate family. So we need to boost the numbers.
Let's go back to the church's involvement in this for a second. Mm-hmm. What kind of inspired you guys to take on this as your project?
Yes, so it is a project that is very near and dear to our congregation right now. It's kind of an issue that other members in the community are facing as well. And it's just something we just wanted to try to do our small part, right, to benefit our community. We have such a great turnout from the community during the Greek Festival, and we just hope that we can give back through this event.
And I always love seeing organizations getting involved in the community. That it's something that always puts a smile on my face. So props to you guys for taking this on and going to benefit the community and the world as a whole. Now, Dominique, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just come out and enjoy a delicious dinner from the Greek Orthodox Church, prepared by Sam, and it'll be great, delicious food.
Well, Dominique, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Dominique Katifas, and we were talking about the upcoming Greek Orthodox Church's Bone Marrow Drive. That's going to be this Saturday. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.